Okay, today's daf is daf nun ches. Today's learning is sponsored anonymously with Rosh Shema for Reindel Leah Bas Yehudis Ariella. So we got to the last line of nun, last two lines of nun zayin and beis. We're talking about this machlok, it's about yesh chupa lepsulos, which means that if a kohen gadol was the example, kohen gadol marries an almana who's a bas kohen, and through a chupa without bia, will that be enough to passel her? Would that be considered an acquisition first in terms of a knisa l'chuppah? And then would that passel her now, since she's almana kohen gadol, she can no longer eat truma, not in her current marriage with the kohen gadol, nor from her previous family being a bas kohen? That was the machlokas we had between Rav and Shmuel. The Gemara connected this to a brisa. So now the Gemara wants to suggest last two lines of Nun Zayin Amabez, Amar Rami Bar Chama Yesh Chuppah L'Psulos Banu L'machlokas Rabbi Meir. For Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, the machlokas we discussed the other day in the Mishnah about the person who's mishtameres labia, where there's erisim between almana l'kohen gadol, there's a kinyan, but there is no bia, but it's called mishmeres labia psula. Would that allow that woman to eat truma or not? So the Gemara says this discussion about whether there's chuppah to psulos is just like that case of kedushin without bia. That machlokas Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. So the Gemara explains on the daf nun ches now. At the very top, the Gemara says the Rabbi Meir, who held in the Mishnah Damar kedushin pasle chupanami pasle, just like kedushin without bia will disqualify the almana from eating, so to the chupa without bia will also disqualify her from eating truma. The Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, dami kedushin lo pasli, chupanami lo pasli. Kedushin without bia allows her to continue to eat, so to chupa without bia allows her to continue to eat. So that's the initial suggestion of the Gemara. The Gemara says, not true. Mimai, how do you know that these cases are parallel, that you could compare the case of kedushin without bia to chupa without bia? Umimai, dilma ad kan lo kama Rabbi Meir hasan. Rabbi Meir maybe only disqualifies her by the case of kedushin without bia, el kedushin de kanila, because there is a real kinyan, so there's a connection, a strong connection between the kohen gadol amana. Aval chupa de lo kanila, the chupa is not a very strong kinyan. There's no kinyan kesef star kedushin, Rashi says, so kedusha bia, so therefore there's not a strong connection. Maybe the amana remains mutter to eat chuma de lo kanila. Lo. Inami, alternatively, ad kan lo kamir belazer b'shimon hasam, the only reason why he allows or they allow her to continue truma in the case of kedushin below bia, because kedushin de lo karvi le bia, kedushin was not so close to bia. Aval chupa, which is much closer, it's much more intimate in the chupa, de kravi le bia, it's similar, it's close to chupa bia, maybe even Rabbi Elazar b'shimon would agree, hachanami de pase, it would disqualify her as well. So therefore, these two discussions are not parallel. So Gemara says, Ella, e ikel meimar, bepluksa, the honey tonight. If you want to suggest that this discussion of yesh psulos l'chupa of Rav and Shmuel is dependent on the machlokas tanaim, it's not the machlokas tanaim of our Mishnah a couple of days ago, rather, it's probably connected to the following braisa. The Sani, the braisa says, nisu zuvazu, if a kohen marries these and those, who are referring to what? Ksheros upsulos, he's married to someone who's kosher, someone who's pasul. Now the Gemara at this stage, Bryce presents them as two different cases. The Gemara is going to clarify, it's actually explaining. What does it mean, nichnesu? What does it mean, nisu? Nisu means, shenichnesu l'chuppah v'lo nivelu. So right now there are two different cases. Either the kohen marries ksheros and psulos, or it was nichnesu l'chuppah v'lo nivalu, the chuppah b'no bia. The lach is, his wife is able to eat ochlos mishalo, eat his food, v'ochlos mitchuma is allowed to eat truma. So Gemara says, wait a second. Nichnesu, that first case in the Braisa, Mechlal din Nisu, Nisu Mamish. So Nichnesu means a chuppah of lobia. That means the first part of the Braisa where it says Nisu means Mamish Nisu Ubia. So you're going to suggest that Nisu Venivalu, if the Kohen Gadol was married to someone who's Pasul, she could continue to eat Truma? That's certainly not true. Everybody agrees when there's a Bia Psula, she certainly becomes a Chalala and cannot eat Truma. So it can't be Nisu means Nisu Mamish with Bia. Elalav must be Kagon shenichnesu l'chupa v'lo nivalu. In other words, the Braita reads nisu zuvazu ksheres psulos. What's that example? Kagon nichnesu l'chupa v'lo nivalu. Lo nivalu. There is no bia. In that instance, the Braita clearly states v'katani ochlos mishalo v'yochlos b'tshuma. In other words, this is a case of chupa l'psula. Someone's pasul tim a kohen gadol ta'amana, for example. Yet still, the Braita says since there is no bia, she's allowed to eat truma. Comes along now in that same braisa, Rabbi Yishmael, Benosha, Rabbi Yochman, Broka, Omer, Kol Shebi'asa Machilasa, When the bia would allow her to eat truma, so the chuppah, even without bia, would also allow her to eat truma. If there would be a psula, then she would be pasul, not able to eat truma. So to ein chupasa machilasa, so to a chupa, even though there's no bia, would also not allow her to do it. In other words, the Rabbi Shmuel holds chupa lipsulos, yesh chupa lipsulos, that disqualifies her and she cannot eat truma. So this machlokus tanaim between Tanakama and Rabbi Shmuel of a chupa below bia to one who's pasul, can she eat truma or not eat truma? This is machlokas tanaim, just like the machlokas Rav and Shmuel. And Gemara says, wait a second, Mimai, how do you know that's the case? Dilma, maybe the reason why Rabbi Shmuel says that the psula, this woman can eat truma, is not because the chuppah disqualifies her. Dilma, Rabbi Shmuel, Benosh, Rabbi Yochanan, and Broka, Rabbi Meir Svile, Damar Kedushin lo achla. In other words, the Brisa just addressed chuppah and bia, but there seemingly was a stage before of Kedushin. So we saw in the Mishnah a couple of days ago that according to Rabbi Meir, when there's Kedushin to one who's pasul, that woman may not eat truma. So Rabbi Shmuel, when he says she can't eat truma, maybe that's not because the chuppah disqualifies her. Maybe it's because the initial Kedushin disqualifies her, like Rabbi Meir. And not the same machlokas in Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel we're talking about is a chuppah without Kedushin, does that disqualify her? That's what machlokas. But maybe this price is, does the Kedushin that preceded the chuppah, does that disqualify her? So it's not necessarily, it might be, but it's not necessarily connected to chuppah. Maybe it's connected to Kedushin. So Gemara says, wait a second. If you're telling me the reason why Rabbi Shmuel doesn't allow the psula to eat truma is because the Kedushin and not because the chuppah, the Mishnah should have been clear. Because the Gemara says, hi, kol shein biyasa machilasa ein chupasa machilasa? No, it should have said, kol shein biyasa machilasa ein kispa machilasa mi baile. It should have said that the kesef Kedushin is what disqualifies her. So the fact that the Brisa says it's the bia and chuppah, not Kedushin, it's not the discussion of Rabbi Meir. Rather, it's discussion of Rav and Shmuel about whether or not the chuppah disqualifies her or not. And why is it not true? Even though the Brisa doesn't use the language of Kesef Kedushin, it uses the language of chuppah, perhaps that was simply for consistency of language. In other words, maybe Dilma, Aydi Damar Tanakama chuppah, once a Tanakama used the word chuppah, Amar Ihu Nami, so Rabbi Shmuel also used the word Nami chuppah, but in reality, he really meant Kedushin, what disqualifies her, so there is no strong riot from this Brisa that they necessarily argue about chuppah. Maybe they're really arguing about whether Kedushin disqualifies her or not. Okay, fine. So now the Gemara says halfway down the Amud here. Amar Rav Amram, ha milsa Amar lan Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes said this idea. Ve'anhirinu le'anayun mimasizin. And he opened their eyes up to a Mishnah that proved the point that the case of the Arusa, that there is chuppah l'kedushin. We'll see. It's not long, but we have to go a few lines to get to the punchline. So what's his raya? So there's a Mishnah Masechta Sota that tells me v'tana tuna amen. So it says in the pasuk Rashi says amen a couple times in Parshas Naso l'gabe the Sota, and that amen that she was not with another man in different stages of her relationship. So what does that mean? Amen shalosha satisi arusa. I didn't do Sota when I was in Arusa, nor when I was in Nesua, nor when I was Shomeres Yavam, nor when I was a Knusa. Now just keep in mind now, so remember later on, Nesu and Knusa are the same things. It's the two words for the same concept of the marriage. Just keep that in mind for Amud Beis right now. Either way, there's four steps. Arusa, there's Nesua, there's Shomeres Yavam, and Knusa. I wasn't in violation in any of these stages of life. So now the Gemara wants to, what is high Arusa? What's the case, the scenario of an Arusa? Hey Chidami. Ilema de Kanile Kikanila Kishi Arusa. If he was Mekana her, he gave her the warning, Kinala, when she was arusa to her, they only engaged to him rather, the kamashkala kisharusa, and also gave her to drink, this mesota, when she was in arusa. That doesn't work, because arusa bas mashtehi, we don't let an arusa drink only when they're married. Vahatanan, the Mishnah clearly says in Masechta Sota, arusa v'shemeres yavam lo shoseis v'lo notlos ksuba. So it can't be where the kinoi, stira, and shtia was when she was in arusa, because that we don't let her drink when she's only in arusa. Ella, it must be a case of arusa. De kanila kishi arusa vistatra v'kmashakla kishi nesua. I mean, when she was in arusa, he says, "Don't be with that man." Don't be. He give mekana her. But they get married, and they go ahead and get married, and then they do the drinking when she's nesua. That's the case. That must be the case where the kinoi was when she was arusa, and the shia when she was in nesua. That too doesn't make sense. Mi bad kelei maya. will the water properly inspect in that case? Hatani, the Braisa says, V'noka ha'ish me'avon, that the man is clean from sin. What does this mean, the man? We're talking the woman clean of sin. What's the man's involvement? The husband's involvement. So, bizman she'ish menuka me'avon, ha'mayim bodkin se'ishto. When the man also was not involved in any lav with his wife, so in other words, let's say the wife, he gave her the warning, and now there's an issa for him to be with the wife, and he was ba'aleha, so now he violated a lav, the mayim are no longer bodkin him. So when he's menake, when he's clean, menuka me'avon, then the mayim is bodkin as ishto. But ein ha'isha menuka me'avon, if the man is not clean of sin, meaning he was ba'aleha after he already was mekanaher, the water doesn't work. So this case, by definition, has to be where he's ba'aleha. Why? Because if he gave her kinoy when he was in Arusa, and now he's mashke her when she's nesua, how do they get to nesua? Must be that there is bia. So since he was ba'aleha, he violated the avon, the mayim isn't bodkin osa. Ella must be the kanila kishi arusa. Must be when he gave her warning when she was arusa. Vistatra, and then there was stira. She was in violation of the warning. V'nichnasu l'chuppah v'lo nivala. No, they can have a case of kenusa when there's chuppah without bia. How could it be? She's puzzled him now. When she's a sota, he can't marry his own arusa. If she's a sota, she's puzzled. Yet we still see the chuppah schal anyways. That's the only way we could have a situation of an arusa. Again, we're trying to find the case in arusa. It can't be with a pure arusa, because a pure arusa doesn't drink. So it must be the kinoy was done when she was arusa. And the shtia was done when she was nesua. But how do you get from nesua, arusa to nesua? You cannot be with her. It's us at that point. Must be there's a chuppah without bia, which brought her to the stage of nesua. And we see the chuppah's chal, even though she's puzzled. That's the raya Rav Sheshi wanted to bring. So shma mina, yesh chuppah lipsulos. That's the raya. Okay, interesting raya. So Gemara says, wait a sec. Amar Rava, does that really make sense? Does this really work out nice with this brisa? But tisvira, the ha metarzahi, this is really work out cleanly. V'ha ki asa Rabbi Acha bar Hanina midiroma, when he came from the south, asa v'aisa masisa b'yad, they brought the following brisa. They quote another pasuk in Parsha Naso, mi bal'edei ish sheikh, it says in the pasuk, without the, aside from your husband, what does it mean from aside from your husband? There's a klal, the sota only works if the initial, the first bia that she experienced was with her husband. If the first bia was the bia of her husband, was preceded by a bia with another man, that won't work. I'll say this inside. The Gemara says, Mi shekadma shchivas baal lebal. When does sota work? When the baal, her husband, had shchiva before another man was baal her. V'lo shekidma shchivas baal lebal. But in this instance, so she's an arusa. So they didn't have bia. And nechnesa l'chuppa, there's still no bia. But she had a bia with another man, a boel. So in this instance, the water shouldn't check. The water doesn't work in this case. Has to be where first they consummated their marriage with a bia, and then a boel somebody else. Gemara says, no, there is a way around this, where you could have the bia before, without being the chuppa without bia. What does that mean? So Gemara says, Amar Rami Bar Chama, last two lines of the Amar, Mishkach Hazal Kigon Sheba'ala Arusa Bevesavir. So look at Rashi. Rashi says, Shebala Arusa Bevesavir, around eight lines up from the bottom. Kodem Stira Uli Olam Mitartis. So there was Bia when she was Arusa, but it wasn't the shame, chuppah, wasn't the shame Isha. So they weren't married. It was Nus Ba'alma, but at least there's Shrivas Baal before Shrivas Boel. And then there's a chuppah below bia, so how could that be chal? Must be, we see that chuppah works even for psulos. That's the, again, the roundabout way to keep this strong, this raya. So I said, wait a second. Now let's take this through. We're talking about a case now where there's a bia biznus. Bia biznus doesn't work to make a nisuin. Doesn't work. It has to be bia l'shem ishus. So it was a bia, but it was a bia biznus. Now take this one step further to another case in the Braisa that lumped together Arusa along with Shemeres Yavam. So now Shemeres Yavam, the same scenario is going to be where there's a Bias Nus, she stays the status of Shemeres Yavam. We learned the other day, Bias Nus by Yivam actually works. It makes a real kinin. So you can't have that same parallel case by Shemeres Yavam because then she becomes a Knusa automatically. So the Gemara says, the Kavase, now the parallel case would be, don't turn the page yet, we'll read Rashi, but Gabi Shemeres Yavam, Shebala Yavam Beis Chameha. So let's say the Yavam is but on the Yavama when she's still living in her father's house before the Abia. So look at that Rashi, the last Rashi in Amun Aleph for a second. Says Rashi, the Kavase Parchinan, we ask, the Kavase Gabe Shemeres Yavam Sheba Aleha, the Shemznus, Bebeis Chameh, Bamunusa, while she's still a widow from her husband, and he's Ba Aleha business, so it's not Chal. V'hadar Kina, then he warns her while she still is a Shemeres Yavam. V'hechnisa L'chupa V'lo Nivala, and then they get married with that Bia. U'mashkelen, he gives her to drink. Mishmashbia Shalosha Satisa Bastira Harishona, and she makes a Shemua. So does that really work? Does she still retain the status of Shemeres Yavam? Asks the Gemara on the top of Nun Chesem Abeis. Shemeres Yavam Karislay Ishtema'aya. No, that's a full blown Isha, says Rashi in the top here. Kanila Shemeres Yavam Karisla Kanil Chol Bibia Shogegumez. Bia's Nus by Yibum actually is Chal completely. That cannot be called a Shemeres Yavam anymore. So Gemara says, no, I have a very simple answer. I didn't finish the question yet. Shemeres Yavam Karisalai Ishtema'aya Hidaha Amar Rav Kanil Chol. Listen, no. Kishmuel. Our Gemara is talking about Kishmuel, Damar Lokana, Ella, the Dvarm Ha Amurim Barparsha. We had the Machlokas Rav and Shmuel a few days ago that a Bia Bemazed, Bia Business, is only Chal, very limited, according to Shmuel, that only works for the Yerusha and to Pater the Tzara. But to create a full blown Ishus, that doesn't work. So that still works. She's still called the Shemeres Yavam in the world of Shmuel. It's very nice for Shmuel. The problem is where our Gemara is working within Shita's Rav. Gemara says, Midi hutayma el Rav. We're working with Rav. And Hama Rav kana l'chol. How do we know we're working with Rav? So if you look at Rashi on the top line of Nun Chesem Abeis here, Midi hutayma el Rav. We're trying to bring a raya that there is chuppah, chuppah schal for those who are puzzle. That's all l'siyua l'rav, by saying that's to support Rav, the Amar Le'el, yesh chuppah l'psulos. He's the one who held above that chuppah is chal for psulos. So this whole raya is for Rav, so you can't start telling me, oh, we're working within Shmuel now, who says only kana l'dvarm hamur b'parsha, so therefore it is chal. So now we have a big problem here. So how do you reconcile this case now that we wanted to say that Arusa was a situation of the Biaznus, or the Baal, Shrivas Baal, before Shrivas Baal, but by the Shemeres Yavam case, that will create a real Bia. Of course, no, I'll tell you, this is a tricky way to explain the case of Yibam. That still stands. But the case of Arusa, it was Shrivas Baal because there is Nus, and that did not create a real Chuppah. And then she was with another man in the Baal. And then there's chuppah below Kedushin, and below Nivla, rather. And it was Chal, that's the Raya. How do you have that same case by Yibam? Here's the creative way the Gemara suggests. Amar ahachib ma'askinan, kegon de ovid ba mimer, the situation where the Yavam did mimer to the Yavama, ube shamahi, damar mimer kone kinengamer. What does that mean for us? So if we look at Rashi, Rashi explains that Kigon the Ovid Mimer, Vacharkach Ba'ale Biznus Bebeis Chameh. So again, Yavam, there's Mimer to Yavam. And then there's Bia, but not the same issues, Liznus. So you have Shrivas Baal before Shrivas Baal, but it's not Kone Lechel Dover. Ube Shama Hidami Beperk Dalad Achin, Mimer Kone Kinin Gamur, Leasos Arusa Gamura, that she's now an Arusa, not to create an Ishus, but to create an Arusa. They're now engaged. Vefriach Ezika Seibum. There's no longer the Zika anymore. Now they're just regular Chassan and Kala who are engaged. Vesula Makni Le Bias Mazid. Now, if there were to be Bias Mazid in this context, it doesn't work. Bias Mazid works by Ibum when there's no other context, but Yavam Yavama. But once you create Mimer, you're indicating you're taking a different track. You're not taking the Yibum track anymore. You're taking a normal Ishus track of Arison by giving Mimer. So Bias Mazid, Bias Nus, doesn't create a Yibum. So she retained the status of being Arusa. Elaba Messias Chuppah, the only way to finalize this relationship, I skipped a line there, but no, I didn't. Only way to finalize this relationship through Mimer now is through Messias Chuppah, Kisha Ba'alma. So that was a complicated case that even by Shemeres Yavam, there still is going to be a status of Shemeres Yavam even after Bia, Bias Nus, again, does not create Bia, does not create Yibam if it was preceded by a Mimer. Okay, fine. Very complicated.
If you would have Bia, the Shem Yibam, it would be also okay.
Not after Mimer. I don't think after Mimer. According to Beis Shammai, it wouldn't be Yibam. It wouldn't be Bia. It wouldn't be Yibam. That would be regular Bia.
So the only way out is that he had Bia on Lishem's nose.
Exactly, yeah. But now it becomes a parallel case to Arusa.
Right.
A regular Arusa, if there's Bia, that's what we ask. Ihachi. So we just create a... two complicated ways. It gets to Arusa right. two different ways. But right. Lamaisa, it's Arusa. So why have a separate example of a Sota by Arusa and Sota by Shomeres Yavam? They're exactly the same, again, result, even though they got their different ways. Right. So asks the Gemara, Ihachi, Hainu Arusa? Which says, you're right, Ulatamech, but according to Svara, Nusuva Knusa. I told you before, it mentioned the Braisa, Nusua, Knusa, Shomeres Yavam, and Arusa. Nusua and Knusa are the same exact things as well, yet they're mentioned as two different examples. So Nusua v'Knusa lav chad milsi. Ela Nusua didei. Nusua means his own marriage, a regular chassan and kal get married. And Knusa means the chavre, his brother's wife he's marrying. That's two different cases. So too, there's Arusa of a regular Arusa case, and then there's the Arusa of Shomeres Yavam, type of Arusa de Chavre of his brother. So that's why we separated four different cases. You're right, they're all the same halacha, but there are two avenues to get to Knusa, and two avenues to get to Arusa. One's through his own relationship, and one's through his brother. Okay, fine. So that was all trying to bring a very, again, fancy raya from a Mishnah Masechta Sota that Yesh Chupa Lepsulos. So now Rav Papa and Rav Nachman are going to give two different suggestions how to have the case of Arusa without having to bring a riot to Yesh Chupa L'Psulos. Two different, just more simpler explanations of the Arusa case of Sota. Rav Papa Amar, Hai Tanahu, the Tanah. The following Tanah is the one who says Arusa, they're Sota by Arusa. The Ein Mekanin La, La Rusa, La Shkosa Kisherusa. You're right. Kinoi doesn't work by Arusa to have her drink when she's in Arusa. About Makanin Osa Lashkosa Kishinasua. But you can give her kinoi as an Arusa that she will drink when she becomes a Nasua. So there's a Tana that holds that way, even though earlier we said that doesn't work, but there's such a Tana that holds you can do kinoi to give her Hashkosa Nasua, and that Tana is the author of the Mishnah on Amud Aleph. That's the Republic's understanding.
When did the Stira take place in this case? The Stira take place when she's an Arusa, or the Stira took place after she
was? When she was a Nasua.
Right. So you can give kinoi as an Arusa. But if the stira takes place after Nisuin, then she's
shaisa. Exactly. Because the question I had before is, if the stira was when she arusa, the husband can't marry her.
Right.
But now, if you look, Rashi says this, or Rashi writes, you look halfway down the lines, Rav Papa Amar, Liolam lo tidek minad yesh chuba. Don't bring me a riot to that discussion of chuba l'psulos or not. Hacha, this case is, kigon dekinala kishyarusa. Vinasa, then Ba'ale, everything was good and kosher. V'hadar istata, then there's stira that man, umashkalai de osa kinoi, you could rely on the kinoi from the arusa, that's what the case is, much simpler, according to Rav Papa. And then Rav Nachman bar Yitzhak Amar, no, ayde gilgal. What does it mean, ayde gilgal? Says Rashi, last four narrow lines of Rashi. Rav Nachman Amar, masisin bedelo kina, lo istatra kisharusa. No, there's no stira, no kina, arusa, nothing at all. The regular arusin, arusin they had. Elakinala Mishinissa. When they get married, he gave her the kinoi, and Vistatra and the Restira, Umashkala Aide Kinoi Shoki Akshav. That's all just the regular case of Stira. How do you get the Arusa in here? Umigalga ala shvua koyam shayisa tahtava mishinisarsa vanivitika. When you make her make a shvua that she was clean when they were married, and she was clean even when she was erisin, we just lump it all together, Aide Gilgal Shvua. Gilgal Shvua means be able to roll over to add other things that normally you couldn't give her kinoi stir when she's arusa, but once you're doing it for nisuin, you can lump together erisin. And Rashi points out, Umikan, from here we learn, Le Gilgal Shvua Minatar. This is the source that you're allowed to make a Gilgal Shvua. You could, once you're making a Shvua once, you could add on other things as well on a Torah level. That's based on this idea in Sota. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Shalach Rav Chanina Mishmei de Rabbi Yochanan. Ha'ose Maimer b'Yevimto. A person does Maimer to his Yevama. V'yeshal Ach, and there's another brother. Afilu hu Kohen v'hi Kohenes. Even if the Yavam is a Kohen, and the Yavama is a Bas Kohen, so she was able to eat Truma from her house growing up, and her potential husband, her brother-in-law, is able to feed her Truma as well. Even then, pass them in a Truma. She cannot eat Truma when she's in this limbo stage of Maimer. Why is that? So if you, Rashi just points out here, Psula min ha-tshuma ad she-yichnos. Once they get married, she's allowed to get married. But in this stage right now, she can't get married. She can't eat Truma, because now that one brother did Maimer, all the other brothers now have a lav if they were to be ba'al out. Beforehand, when there's no mimer, every brother could equally have be with her, do yibum. So there's no one puzzled her from that relationship. But now that one brother did mimer, and there's another brother, other brothers here, so now there's a lav, she's mishtameris of a bia psula, and the mishtameris may be a psula, that passes her from eating chuma. So Gemara's going to walk through a little bit clearer.
Even if she's also a bas kohen.
Exactly. Even if
she's a Bas Kohen.
Exactly. Even then, right. So the Gemara is going to walk through it, and we'll look at some Rashi to fill in the gap a little bit.
Even if she's a Bas Yisrael before the Maimer, she was entitled to Truma as an Almana without children from her.
If she had children, no, only if she had children, she got. But if she had no children,
she had no children.
Right. So then the Gemara says, Laman, who is this? Who would this discussion be within whose world? Ilema le Rebbe Meir of our Mishnah, that he held Kedushin to Psulos would be Asati Truma. In his world, Amar Dama Rebbe Meir Mishameris le Bia Psula le Achla Midiraisa. But the Rabbanim Amar, when Rebbe Meir said that a Kohen Gadol Ta'amana, the Amana can't eat when there's Kedushin even, because Mishameris, there's Isser Psula Midiraisa, they can't get married, they can't be a Diraisa. Here, the Isser of the brothers in the context of Mimer, that's only Lav Midirabanan. Rashi points out, if you look at Rashi, Rashi writes, Mishameris le Bia Psula, three medium wide lines down, Sheish Biyad Achiv Lavala, Ubiasa Bia, V'chi heicha dehi mishameres lebiaso, kachi mishameres lebias achiv, shehi psula midirbanan, diyesh biacha mimer. Once there's mimer, that creates now a bia psula from the other brothers, but that's only a psul midirbanan. So granted by psul deraisa, right, Mary says the almana can eat. By psul midirbanan, a yavam and mimer, who said he'll agree that's possible for a tichuma? That's one. Ella must be le Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon. How could that be? Hashad the Mishameris le Bia Psula Deraisa Achla. Jerban Mibai, he's the opposite. I mean, he'll agree to the conclusion, but if he allows Amana Kohen Gadol, the Amana, although there's Mishameris mi Bia Deraisa, yet the Amana could still eat, certainly Mishameris mi Bia Psula Midirabanan Kalva Chomer, she should be able to eat as well. So that can't be the discussion. In other words, it was Pashit, according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, that this woman, Yivama, can eat Shuma. And the word of Rebbe Meir, we don't know for sure, but there's a strong possibility even Rebbe Meir would agree that she could eat Truma because the Psula would only be a Psula Midirabanan. Ella, ki asa Rabin, when Rabin came, Amar, asa ba Maimer bivimto divriya kol achla. No, you're right. The truth is that if he does Maimer, so then she is allowed to eat Truma according to all opinions. That's clear. Rather, yesh la'ach chalal. When there's a brother who's a chalal, now that's a psul bia deraisa, divriya kol enochas. Everybody would agree she couldn't eat. Now, certainly Rebbe Meir would hold that way, because we saw Amar l'Kohen Gadol, and here as well, the Yavam is a chalal. But even Rabbi Shimon, even Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon would agree as well, it would be aser. Why would they agree? Because if you look at Rashi says, l'divriya kol lo achla, afilu hi bas kohen ve'af agav d'avad b'maimer, kohen kasher, even though the Yavam who did the maimer was a good kohen, he was kasher, akati mishemeres l'bi apsulahi, l'bi eschal, she still has to, you know, watch out for the other brothers. So long as she's not fully married to the one Yavam, each other Yavam has the potential to have some relationship with her, and therefore, since it's a chalal, havi psula deraisa, v'lo achla, v'afilu l'Rebbe Elazar, Rebbe Shimon, kimachshir ba'aman l'kohen gadol, when they allow aman to kohen gadol, kimachshir sheish l'hach b'makom acher. When that kohen gadol could give someone, if he were to marry a besula, he could have rituma. Avam mishamer the yavam chalal, de'ein lo l'hachil d'ha kohen chalal zarhu, pasalav lo achla. Chalal can never feed anyone truma. So long as she's connected to this potential chalal, she's now currently disqualified, even according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. So again, if it's a case of Mimer, she could certainly eat. If it's a case of another brother Chalal, she certainly can eat. What's the machlokas? Lo nechlaku ella shenasan la get. If a brother gave her a get now, again, the case of Yibum, Yavam, Yivama, and then the Yavam gives a get to the Yivama. So what happens in this instance? So now that becomes a psul deraisa, that the get now asks them to get married, even though a get really has no, we don't recognize a get on a deraisa level, and he could really do yibum if he wanted, but midirabanan, we say, once you give a get to her, she's now pasul midirabanan. So what happens now? So this is the machlokas. The Gemara says, Rabbi Yochanan amar ocheles, she's allowed to eat even though there's a get that was given, and Reish Lakish amar eino ocheles, she cannot eat. So what's the explanation? Rabbi Yochanan amar ocheles, she's allowed to eat, afilu Rabbi Meir. Even Rabbi Meir allows her to eat. Damar Eino Acheles, in general, he holds that way. Hani Mile Mishameris Labia Psula Midiraisa. That's when this is a Deraisa, Kohen Gadol Ta'amana. About this case, when a get was given and the Yavama is only Asa to the Yavam, then Isser Midirbanan, about Dirbanan, Achla, even he would agree. Reish Lakish Amar, no, Eino Acheles, she cannot eat. And Afilu Rebbe Elazar Bishimon, Damri Acheles, where they allowed them to eat by the Amana Kohen Gadol, would agree here, she can eat. What's the difference? Hani Mile Diyesh Lahachel Bamak Machir. It's a little trick. We look at Rashi in just a second, but the case of the Mishnah, where Kedushin, normally when a Kohen gets engaged to somebody else, that kedusha, that maisa, could allow another woman to eat truma. Even though by the aman of the kohen gadol there's an iser, but kedushin is a maisa that allows the woman to eat truma. But here, a gerushin was given, a get. When do you have a get that was given that allows someone to eat truma? Never. So you can't say, ayadei gerushin, she could eat now. Once gerushin was given, she loses her ability to eat. So again, when do they say, ocheles harnimi le diesh lalahachil b'makom acher? Aval hocha, they came to ein lalahachil b'makom acher lo. So now, the Rashi had a bit of a different gifts than our Gemara, but I think it's the same idea. If you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Ella, now look at Rashi, afilu l'rebelaza damar ocheles, four lines up from the bottom, harnimi le'ayde kedushim. The Maisa Kedushin allows an Arusa to normally eat. Aval Aide Gerushin, here we gave a get. When a Gerushin is given, we never let someone eat Truma after Gerushin was given. Now, even though the Gerushin here is only Midirabanan, in the end day, it's a Maisa Gerushin, and therefore one can't use this. Now, the Chitema back to the Gemara, now, last five lines, if you're going to suggest, Hachanami Yeshala Achila Bechazeris. By Bechazer, she can eat. In other words, we're talking about Bas Kohen here. So in the Bas Kohen, when she gets sent back to her home, when she's fully divorced, through Gerushin Gemurim, she can eat Truma. So why do you say that? So Gemara said, look at Rashi. Rashi says, Vim Tom, our last two lines, Hachanami Yeshul HaHachai De Gerushin Gemurim Bechazeris. What do you mean? Gerushin does allow her to eat in some instances. A Bas Kohen who's divorced can't eat in her parent's home now, Truma. Dim Haya Megarsha Lagamri, Haisa Chazeris, the base of Yeva Chazba Truma. So it's not true. Gemara says no, because the Paska and Chitema Hachanami Yishlo Lachil B'Chazer Chazeres Paska Minay V'Krover LeBeinasa. There, when there's a full Chazeres, when there's a full Gerushin, she's now detached from her husband and she goes back to her home. Aval Hacha Agida Bay. But here she's limbo. She's kind of attached, kind of detached, and therefore this is not comparable to a regular case of Gerushin Gemum. Once she gets chalitza, she can go back and eat. Exactly. Right. Yeah.
So it's only she's in limbo between Ger and chalitza.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.